The News in Numbers with Tanya Khoury, exclusively on Chai FM.
Time has gone 8:37 and we say welcome to Tanya Khoury. Welcome, you made it through another week.
Can you believe it? I'm still here.
You are still here. It's really, it's
good
quite
morning,
remarkable.
Morning mayhem.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Survived. The charts have kept me busy this week. I'm so happy. Bell Pottinger has fallen.
It really has.
And it's all thanks to me, guys. Like, you can thank me later. You can pay me cash. Like, all those things are good. They blocked me from Twitter. And from there, it all went downhill.
Yeah, you see, you just got to be careful who you block these days. For sure.
11.2% Kathy in news media to Bell Pottinger, and 8.8% sorry, in social media. It's one of the biggest new entries this week. It'll be gone by the weekend, knowing our attention deficit problem with social media, but it certainly is good to see that there is some justice out there.
All right. Well, it's very nice to hear. Yeah, it's the demise of a country, and no amount of PR that they put out is going to change any of that. That's the big irony. Right, what were the other big move stories or the big stories on the South African news media charts?
So in news media, DA to dissolve parliament, or the attempt to do so, comes in at 10%. What was that all about?
Wasn't that
just a waste of time and money? And really, what did that do for your reputation, DA? Social media didn't care. It didn't even make the charts. So there was that. There was also Zuma Concord. Wow, loved watching that. 11.6%, which bolstered Julius Malema on the chart, 6.2% to him. And also because he got his honors. Yes. This week. So there were lovely pictures of the CRC, and that was a big story.
So he is the honourable after all.
Say again, sorry?
He is the honourable after all.
He's the honourable philosopher, yes.
He is. It was a huge social media story, coming in at 17.3%, making him the second largest story on the chart and the single strongest entry this week. Certainly only beaten by Zuma Must Fall, and that by 0.3%. So well done, Mr. Malema. Yeah.
Tanya,
and then, yes, sorry.
No, I was going to go to social media, but let's talk about, let's carry on with the South African news media.
Let's talk about Cyril.
Yeah. Cyril Ramaphosa. What, did he care? No, he didn't care. Went and sold cows. 8.6% to Cyril Ramaphosa. Certainly not interested in the allegations of several extramarital affairs. That comes in at 8.6% in our news media. Social media.
Tanya, I just want you to know, if he could keep 8 women happy, think how happy could make the entire country.
Do you care? He had to say, do you care?
You're going to park your car right next to mine at the BCCSA. How it's actually. It's okay. It's a nice shady parking.
Let me ask you, like, if he did have all these affairs, do you care?
I honestly don't care.
I don't think that is part of our culture.
I just don't know where he had the time.
We've got, but yeah, where did he have the time? All right, to Kevin Anderson. That was good news.
Oh, yay. Finally, some good news on the charts. I think it's the timing. The slats being drawn today, 19.1% in news media. Didn't make social media, sadly. But I think by it's the timing, and I think by next week it'll have disappeared. But I'm glad to see that there's a good news story on the charts, and it's a big one. It's the biggest new entry in SA news media and the top story of the week. So that's quite nice, 20% to him. My favorite story, though, is the Kenny Kunene story. Have you been watching that?
Yes, 21 bullets dodged. I mean, that's properly, that's like that.
That's Neo from The Matrix.
That's exactly what it
is. Matrix! Kenny Matrix Kunene coming in at 7.8% of social media. The story broke, my jaw dropped, so it was in news media, and I went to go learn more on social media, and then, I'm sorry to say, but I laughed my head off.
So just to understand, an attempted assassin shoots 21 bullets at him in his car
and misses
him and the car 21 times. And all the evidence is a little paint chip where he looks like he may have opened his door and knocked something.
That's or a shopping trolley. And social media is saying that did the assassin work for Bafana Bafana, because that would explain everything.
Oh my gosh.
I have been in hysterics all week. The 21 gun salute is what social media have dubbed it. And certainly that story continues this morning. Kenny Kunene saying that Cyril Ramaphosa has to be to blame and social media having none of it.
Tanya,
and that leaves me to.
Tanya, yes. I'm actually sure Babes Wodumo deleted those 21 bullets from his car. I'm sure. Who's Babes Wodumo?
At it again.
Tell us who Babes Wodumo is. Babes Wodumo said that she can, if you send her a link to her song via her USB that she lost, she could delete it.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
If you send her the link to your, yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
that
it's
was,
all
that
related.
Was one of the funniest stories, that there were tweets saying, I wonder if Babes Wodumo can delete the Gupta leaks.
All right.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think she was involved with the Kunene story. Here's something that's interested me also, is the recession. We're out of recession.
I know. Isn't that wonderful? And apparently, Jacob Zuma and the Guptas did it.
Oh, I'm so glad. For a minute, I thought you were being serious. Was it that the quickest recovery out of a recession known to humankind? 3 months.
Well, I believe our farmers actually did produce some food this year because they had some rain.
As long as it wasn't butter.
Yeah, no, there's no because, butter. My
because
mother complains
the,
all the time.
The Gupta stole the money from the dairy in the Free State.
All right, that was the cream. They were creaming it. Okay, Tanya, let's take a look at social media over the last, you know, top 10 stories over the last 7 days.
Well, Zuma Must Fall is still right at the top. The hashtag that doesn't give up. I did an article this week. It's been on the chart for 2.5 years now, and it's never left the top 10. So
it's like the Beatles. They never get off the top of the charts.
Exactly. Yes. I always say social media has an attention problem, but we certainly don't when it comes to Zuma Must Fall. Like, we've been consistent as far as that particular hashtag is concerned. Coming in after that is Julius Malema, which we spoke about. Cyril Ramaphosa is number three. And then there are others. But one I want to talk about is Bafana Bafana. 4.2% to the story of match fixing by the ref. And FIFA have said that the game needs to be replayed. And that caused riots on social media. Firstly, for people saying they don't want to waste their electricity to watch TV again, only to be disappointed. But secondly, because it poses a big conversation about, if you're going to replay that match, what about the rest of the matches that that particular ref was in charge of? And how does that create a precedent? So 4.2% to Bafana Bafana, and certainly for once, we're all watching with interest.
No, we're not watching at all. And we won that original game against Senegal. We know what's going to happen if we replay it.
Yeah, exactly. Just goes backwards from here. So that's really the social media and the news media top 10 internationally.
Yeah, let's look at what's happening. Yeah, huge internationally, the hurricanes. Huh?
Unbelievable. And then there's been a massive earthquake in Mexico this late last night. Yeah. So I imagine that's going to hit the charts as well. But if you add up Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and Trump's reaction to Harvey, you get a good 60% of the international news media charts. And that's enormous. The one thing that concerns me, though, is North Korea only comes in at 3%. So what's that all about? Aren't we buying the story, or don't we care that the place is about to blow up? I'm not sure why there's such little attention on the North Korean story.
You know, I think that a lot of, you know, where the voices come from internationally, you know, right now they're trying to just mop up their floors.
Yeah, perhaps, you know. Perhaps. Dakar, I think that's how you say it, Dakar, 9.6%. That story making a huge impact in international news, specifically in the USA. I don't really understand it. I don't know if you do.
Yeah, I do understand it. So this was an act that was passed by Barack Obama. He couldn't get it passed. All right, so what it deals with is the illegal aliens that have gone into the United States, their children. Barack Obama passed a law that allowed those children to become naturalized Americans, right? he couldn't get it passed through Congress. So he went through the back door and he got it done that way.
Executive order?
No, it wasn't an executive order.
Can't do laws without an
whatever it was, whatever it was, he did it unlawfully, huh? And so Donald Trump has withdrawn it. He said it needs to be dealt with by Congress. He said that he's got an enormous amount of compassion for these people. He wants them to be able to stay and build their lives there, but he wants it needs to be passed by Congress. And if Congress doesn't pass it, then he will take it up. And that's what it is. Go and check it out.
So, in fact, he didn't wait for a court to rule it unlawful at all. He decided to preempt the court case. And he acted because that's what Donald Trump does.
Yeah.
So he's slowly trying to unravel the entire Obama legacy. Legacy of sympathy and compassion. And the latest polls released in the U.S. show that the vast majority of Americans oppose exactly what Donald Trump has just done.
I think because most of them don't really understand it. I really do think that that's what it is. And I think that you're always going to have these voices that don't want it passed by Congress because it doesn't suit them. You know, it's like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And so let's all go and protest. That's what it's about. But let Congress deal with it and let it be actual legislation. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Well, a big issue is many of these people are, in fact, finding themselves in the U.S. military. And what do they do now?
And they police and whatever. It's not a matter of sending them back anywhere. Do you understand? But it has to be legislated. And that's the whole point, is that these voices make a lot of noise about nothing. Just let it do its, you know, follow its course.
But just the polling shows, for example, amongst Democrats, that 84% oppose the action by Donald Trump of Democrats. 74% of independents
Democrats oppose everything that he does. Where have they supported anything
74% of independents oppose Donald Trump's action, and 69% of Republicans oppose Donald Trump's action.
Okay.
So vast majority of Americans right across the entire sphere oppose Donald Trump.
The Republicans hold the White House, the Senate, and Congress. So let them pass the law, and then it's not a mission. It's not even a conversation. It's a completely moot point. Anyway, moving on.
Very interesting. Yeah. But all is fine, guys. So here I heard last night that the GCC crisis in the Gulf and Middle East will be mediated by Trump. So, like, we're all good. Like, between North Korea, the GCC, and a ton of potential refugees, everything's all – we're all fine.
Given Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, two more hurricanes barreling towards the United States, earthquakes in Mexico. I just want all the South Africans who left to go to live in America, and particularly Florida and Texas, to know I have a spare bedroom and I'll be renting it out to
all
them.
The Bobbies and Zadies that live in Florida.
And listen, Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, yeah. All right, can we please just talk about this Rohingya? The Rohingya Muslims. 120,000. Earlier this week, I was reporting figures of 87,000 making their way to Bangladesh. But this morning, I actually saw that figure's gone up to 120,000 Rohingya Muslims that don't have civil rights. They don't have any civil rights. The military of Myanmar, they went in to stop insurgencies, and the Rohingya are actually fleeing that. 120,000 people fleeing into Bangladesh.
Terrible, as well as the fact that Aung San Suu Kyi has not spoken out about it. And in fact, Archbishop Desmond Tutu today wrote a letter to Aung San Suu Kyi and said, "Your silence is too high a price."
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. Exactly. I saw that letter from Tutu this morning, and what a letter as well. It sent chills. The most horrific images coming out of Rohingya, but certainly not enough publicity at all. I mean, it's 3%. Only 3% on the charts. The number of children that are dead, beheaded, is just like, I'm astonished that this can happen in the world and nobody's doing anything.
Yeah. Tanya, next to that, you've got refugee crisis at 6.6%. Which refugee crisis? Because there seem to be a number of them.
Together, Otherwise, if you don't, this is the sad fact, if you don't put them all together, you don't get a statistic.
Yeah.
So there is attention being paid, but it's from refugees all across the north of the globe, you know. And I put them together for a reason, because I'm glad to see that there is some attention, but it's certainly not anywhere near enough.
Yeah. Tanya Currie, thank you very, very much. That's where we leave it this week. And just love doing this with you, because we really get a sense afterwards of what the big stories of the week were. So thank you very, very much for doing this for us. And thank you to ROI Africa. We look forward to speaking to you next Friday.
I promise you guys make my weekend. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
So enjoy the show.
Your weekend starts now, Ton. Leave work immediately.
I wish I could.
Go to your closest bar and start the weekend.
My wine cellar with Richard Branson.
Oh, yeah. But don't worry.
I survived the hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, there's one way to do it.
All humans were fine. The island was decimated, but all humans on Naker Island were fine. Listen, you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful weekend. The next song that I'm playing is just for you. So have a good one. God bless, TK.
You too, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye. That's Tanya Currie. She is the managing director of ROI Africa. They do media monitoring. If you want to see the charts, if you want to go and see all the different percentages, then get to highfm.com, subscribe, and anything that she tweets to us on a Friday, you'll be able to see.